سينج صاحبه
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you in our new series called Sayings of Ghafi Adam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And today we will talk about the importance of protection of one's Iman, faith. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, We will, inshallah, discuss how important it is to protect one's iman and what is the worth of one's iman. No doubt, this is one of the most important, rather you can say, the most important asset of one's life. One possesses, that is his iman. Because this iman is the second name of recognition of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the second name of salvation. Of the both worlds, it is the second name of getting blessings of the hereafter, of everlasting life, what we will be living. This all depends on the protection of one's iman. So we should always remain concerned. How can we protect our iman? And we should always have fear that our iman is not lost. Friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they always remained concerned and they always tried to protect their iman. Alhamdulillah, there is one of the beautiful sayings of Ghafi Adam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh with regards to the protection of iman of his disciples. First, I would like to read before you. Sheikh Abu Sa'ud Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that our Sheikh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has given the guarantee for his disciples until the day of judgment that any of his disciples will not die unless or until he makes tawbah, repents in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. What a great glad tidings for the disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And how beautifully it is said in Qasida Ghafiya by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and he says, Muridi la takhaf Allahu Rabbi, Muridi la takhaf Allahu Rabbi, Atani rif'atan miltul manali. Subhanallah. Oh my Murid, my disciple, do not fear. Allah Kareem is my Rabb, and he has elevated my status, and I reach to my desires and wishes. Subhanallah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this glad tidings is for the disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. What a great glad tidings it is that if somebody is murid, if somebody is disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, inshaAllah azza wa jal, one of the many benefits he will have is inshaAllah that he will not die unless or until he will make Tawbah in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which in another meaning means that his or her iman will be protected. Yes, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's now talk about the importance of iman. We think that we are born in a Muslim family, we are born Muslims and we will remain Muslim. No, that is not the case. We should always remain fearful from the divine plan of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Yes, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is just like a non-Muslim when he recites La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He enters in the fold of Islam. He comes out of the darkness and comes into the light of Islam. Just by saying this statement of faith, right, just reciting Shahada, Subhanallah. It is say, likewise, if somebody he utters a word of kufr, somebody utters some statement of disbelief, then he or she can also lose iman. So we should always remain fearful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And remember, there are certain consequences of sins. Normally we see that Muslims, they are indulged in all sorts of sins. And dear respected viewers, these sins can have serious consequences. And one can lose his faith or iman because of the curse of these sins. In this regard, there is an account which is mentioned in the books, and I would like to share that with you. It is stated in the book Minhajul Abidin that Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh visited one of his students who was experiencing death, the agonies and the pains of death. It was the time of his death. Sitting beside the student, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh began to recite Surah Yasin. But the student said, "Stop reciting Surah Yasin." Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh then performed talqeen of kalima. But he replied, "I will not recite this kalima at all, and I have nothing to do with it." Saying these words, that student died, extremely saddened by the end of his student. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wept for 40 days in his house. After 40 days, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a dream in which he saw the same student being dragged into hell by angels. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked, "Why were you deprived of your ma'rifah, a recognition? You had a very high status amongst the students of mine." The student replied, "It was because of three bad habits. The first is tale-telling. I used to tell one thing to my friends, but something else to you. The second is jealousy. I was jealous of my friends. And third is drinking alcohol. On the advice of a doctor, I used to drink a glass of alcohol every year to be cured of a disease." My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed the terrible consequences of sins? Alas, the student of a great saint uttered words of kufr, unbelief at the time of death because of tale-telling, jealousy and drinking alcohol. A legendary and leading scholar of Sharia and Tariqah, Allama Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has stated, "Allah Azza wa Jal forbid, if a person utters words of kufr at the time of his death, the ruling of kufr will not be applied to that person, as it is possible that he may have lost his wisdom due to the agonies of death and uttered these words in a state of unconsciousness." So this mas'ala should also be in the mind. But dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, it is a great concerning factor. We should avoid sins because these sins can have serious consequences. And astaghfirullah, because of the curse of these sins, if one's iman is lost, if one gets his iman taken away, then what is left with him? All assets, each and everything is gone from him. And he will be destroyed forever and forever and forever. Because this is the faith which will help us to have salvation for the eternal life. Respected viewers, when we talk about the protection of iman, it is related that Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri and Sayyidina Shayban Ra'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh met each other. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh continued to cry the entire night. When Sayyidina Shayban Ra'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh asked the reason for this, he replied, "I am weeping. in fear of having a bad end at the time of my death. Alas, I received Islamic education from a Shaykh for 40 years. He worshipped for 60 years in Masjid al-Haram, but he died in the state of kufr, unbelief. Sayyidina Shayban Ra'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh said, O Sufyan, this was the consequence of his sins. You should never disobey Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear respected members, Allah is absolutely self-reliant. No one knows the hidden plan of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No one should be proud of his knowledge or worship. Shaitan performed worship for thousands of years and had become the teacher of angels because of his knowledge and worship, but was ruined by his arrogance and became an unbeliever. He now does his utmost to mislead people. When a person is close to his death, Shaitan does everything in his power to make the dying person lose his iman, besides causing evil thoughts throughout his life too. So this is the sole purpose of Shaitan, because he will go to hellfire, so he tries that we also go with him into hellfire. May Allah protect us from the tricks of Shaitan. May Allah protect us from the fire of hell. May Allah protect our iman. When we live, we live as Muslims. When we die on iman. This is what we need to pray. This is what we need to work hard for. That when we live on faith. And dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, there's a beautiful dua also taught by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. You should ask for the steadfastness on iman, that our heart does not change. When we live on faith. When we die on faith. And finally, talking about the protection of one's faith and iman, I would like to mention placing a hand on your beating heart. Listen how greatly the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is concerned about the protection of our iman. It is stated on page 315 of the 10th volume of Ruhul Bayan that once Shaitan with a water bottle in his hand came to the court of Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, I sell this bottle to people during their death agonies in exchange for their iman. Allahu Akbar. Listening to this, the Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wept so much that his blessed family members also began to weep. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent a revelation, O my beloved Rasul, do not be sad. I protect my bondmen during their death agonies from Shaitan's deception. Subhanallah. Now, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's come back to the saying of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh about the glad tidings he mentioned for his disciples. It's subhanallah, as we heard Shaykh Abu Sa'ud Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that our Shaykh Muhyiddin Abdul Qadir Jilani alayh rahmah said about his muridin that his disciples will not die unless or until they make tawbah in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is the guarantee given by Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allahu Akbar. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we talked about the importance of faith and the importance to protect and safeguard our iman. Alhamdulillah, we also heard about the saying of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great glad tidings for the muridin, for the disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, inshaAllah azza wa jal, out of many blessings they will have in this world and hereafter, one of the most beautiful blessings will be that they will not die unless they make tawbah in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So I advise and I request you, please become murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh and attain this great blessing. One of the beautiful ways to protect your iman is to become disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And inshaAllah azza wa jal, once you become the disciple, once you become murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, you will have faizan of silsilai qadriya. And in this day and age, great personality, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, his personality is in front of us. And alhamdulillah, he makes us murid, he makes us disciple of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And if you become murid and disciple of Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, inshallah, inshallah, you will become murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, and inshallah, inshallah, this way you will be protecting. So it is one of the ways to protect your iman, inshallah, and I would urge every viewer who are listening, inshallah, you should become disciple and murid, and inshallah, the faizan of Silsilai Qadriya Athariya will continue in your life and in your family. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, you would be thinking, how can you become a disciple and murid of Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah and through him of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Alayhi Rahman? So the easiest way is you can go to www.dawateislami.net and there is an option of becoming a murid. Inshallah, you can fill your details in, and inshallah, by this way, easiest way is that you will be included amongst the Muridin of Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah, and through him you will become disciple and murid of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani alayhi rahmah. Alhamdulillah, in this program today we talked about one of the sayings of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and we also expanded on the topic of protecting one's iman and faith. I hope you must have increased your knowledge and you must have made your mindset to protect your iman. And Allah Ta'ala give me ability and tawfiq to protect my iman. When I live on iman. When I die on iman. And I pray this for all of you too. Ameen. Bidahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wa Sahbihi Wa Barik Wa Sallam. We'll be back with another beautiful episode of Sayings of Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Sayings of Ghawse Azam, the Sayings of Ghawse Azam, the Sayings of Ghawse Azam, the Sayings of Ghawse Azam.